Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Effective Self-Regulation Strategies for Parents is a practical parenting and self-help guide by Shannon Snyder that focuses on emotional regulation in high-stress family. Positioned within the parenting and applied psychology genres, the book draws on dialectical behavior therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy concepts to help parents respond more calmly to child outbursts, chronic conflict, and their own anger. Its central purpose is not simply to offer general advice, but to provide structured tools that parents can use in real time when emotions are already elevated. The available descriptions suggest that it is aimed especially at families dealing with ADHD, behavioral struggles, and emotional dysregulation, where ordinary discipline approaches often fail to reduce tension. A notable feature is the included workbook material, which extends the book beyond theory and into practice. Overall, the book presents self-regulation as a learnable skill set that can improve parent-child relationships while also lowering household stress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, DBT and CBT as the book's practical foundation for parenting under stress. The book stands out for grounding its parenting advice in DBT and CBT rather than in general encouragement or discipline tips. That matters because both approaches are action-oriented. DBT emphasizes emotion regulation, distress tolerance, and interpersonal effectiveness, while CBT helps readers notice and interrupt unhelpful thought patterns. In a parenting context, this gives the book a more structured framework for handling anger, escalation, and reactive behavior. Instead of treating family conflict as a matter of willpower, the book frames it as a pattern that can be understood and managed through repeatable skills. This is especially relevant for parents who feel overwhelmed by constant tension, because a skills-based model offers more than reassurance. It gives them a way to identify triggers, slow down reactions, and make more deliberate choices in difficult moments. The result is a guide that is less about idealized parenting and more about usable emotional control in everyday family life. Secondly, a focus on parental anger management as a prerequisite for calmer households. A major theme of the book is that parents need to manage their own anger before they can consistently help children regulate theirs. This emphasis is important because many family conflicts escalate not only because of the child's behavior, but because the adult response becomes reactive, harsh, or inconsistent. By centering parental self-regulation, the book addresses the source of escalation rather than only its visible symptoms. The practical value of this approach is that it reframes calm parenting as a discipline issue within the adult, not merely a behavior problem in the child. For readers, this can be a more workable and less blaming perspective, especially when they already feel guilty or exhausted. The book appears to treat anger management as a set of learnable responses, noticing bodily cues, pausing before reacting, and choosing Dees Angus over immediate correction. That makes the book relevant for parents who want to reduce yelling, power struggles, and regret after conflict. Thirdly, support for parents of children with ADHD, emotional dysregulation, and behavior challenges. The book is clearly positioned for families facing more complex parenting conditions, especially ADHD, emotional dysregulation, and behavioral struggles. That focus matters because standard parenting advice often assumes a level of calm, attention, and self-control that these families may not experience consistently. In such situations, conflict tends to be repetitive, intense, and difficult to solve with ordinary consequences alone. By addressing these circumstances directly, the book offers a more realistic model of parenting under strain. Its advice is likely most useful where children have strong emotional reactions, difficulty with transitions, or frequent oppositional behavior, because these patterns often require co-regulation rather than simple correction. The book also seems to recognize that the parent's stress level affects the child's behavior, creating a feedback loop that must be interrupted on both sides. This makes the book especially relevant to readers seeking tools that are more responsive to neurodiverse or high-needs family dynamics than generic parenting manuals. Fourthly, co-regulation and relationship repair as the path beyond punishment and control. Another important dimension of the book is its emphasis on relationship quality, not just behavior control. The description suggests that the author wants parents to build trust, connection, and emotional safety while managing conflict. This is a significant distinction because many parenting books focus mainly on compliance, consequences, or authority, whereas this one appears to value co-regulation, the idea that a calm adult presence helps a child settle and learn emotional skills. In practice, that means the parent is not simply trying to stop a meltdown, but is also modeling how to recover from stress without damaging the relationship. This approach is useful because chronic conflict can erode trust even when the parent is trying to help. By linking self-regulation to connection, the book argues that emotional control is not separate from good parenting, it is part of it. That makes the book appealing to readers who want discipline strategies that preserve closeness rather than create more distance or fear. Lastly, workbook-based practice turns emotional regulation into an applied skill set? The inclusion of a substantial workbook component appears to be one of the book's most practical features. A workbook format signals that the book is meant to be used, not just read. That distinction is important in self-help writing, because emotional regulation improves through repetition, reflection, and rehearsal, not through information alone. By pairing explanation with exercises, the book likely helps parents translate ideas such as calm responses, trigger awareness, and emotional tracking into daily habits. This makes the book more actionable than many parenting titles that stay at the level of theory. The workbook element also suggests that the book is designed for both parents and children, which broadens its use as a family tool rather than a solo reading experience. For readers, that can be especially helpful when trying to establish new routines after repeated conflict. The practical structure gives the book an implementation advantage, since parents can revisit exercises during moments of stress instead of relying on memory alone. In conclusion, effective self-regulation strategies for parents is best suited for parents who feel stuck in recurring conflict, especially those raising children with ADHD, emotional dysregulation, or frequent behavioral outbursts. It is also a strong fit for readers who want more than general encouragement and are looking for concrete, therapy-informed tools that can be applied in daily family life. The book's main benefit is its focus on the parent's own emotional regulation as the starting point for change, which makes it more realistic than advice that assumes children can be managed through discipline alone. Its use of DBT and CBT concepts gives it a structured, clinically informed foundation, while the workbook format adds a practical layer that encourages active use rather than passive reading. What differentiates it from many other parenting books is that it treats calmness, self-awareness, and relationship repair as core parenting skills, not secondary virtues. For readers dealing with chronic stress, it offers a methodical approach to reducing escalation and building a steadier home environment. If you would like to support Shannon Snyder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.